Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hour number three of our get-together begins. Good morning and welcome. It is The Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 8:07. And your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. 18 innings of baseball in the World Series last night.
Amazing.
Dodgers ended up winning this one. Walk-off home run, Freddie Freeman. 18 innings. That ties a World Series record. So the Dodgers go up 2-1 versus the Blue Jays. They'll play again tonight at 8 o'clock. They're going to be a little tired, I would think. Yeah, Freddie Freeman, not to take anything away from Shohei, man, he was 4-for-4 and reached base 9 times. Wow, and that's a record. So, yep, 18 innings, literally. That's two games. Two games for the price of one for those who are able to attend. Wow. Okay. It's exciting stuff, right? President Trump, pretty exciting stuff going on there. He revealed during his meeting with the Japanese Prime Minister, Takashi Sanai, that on Monday that he always had a great love of Japan and great respect. And he said, I will say that this will be a relationship that will be stronger than ever before. I look forward to working with you on behalf of our country. I want to just let you know, anytime you have any question, any doubt, anything you want, any favors you need, anything that I can help to do for Japan, we will be there. We're an ally at the strongest level. She's the first female prime minister. She won a historic vote, considered conservative. Also, the first woman to lead the dominant liberal Democratic Party, opposes same-sex marriage and allowing separate surnames for married couples. First woman to lead, I said that. Anyway, she also stands with the imperial family's male-only succession and opposes same-sex marriage. I told you that. During the meeting, Trump also noted that the late former Japanese Prime Minister Abe Shinzo had spoken so well of Takashi that Trump went on to congratulate her. And so things are going very, very well. They signed a rare earth mineral agreement as well. So good things are happening. Trump is winning. That means the American people are winning. And I like that. Who's not winning? Jamaica. My goodness. Let's do a Radiant Credit Union tropical weather update. You've still got sustained winds. These are 8 o'clock numbers now that came out not too long ago. Sustained winds of 175 miles an hour. The forward momentum of the storm itself has picked up a little bit. Movement now is north-northeast at 7 miles an hour. That is still considered very slow, and that means that more damage is going to be done. Estimating landfall approximately maybe noon, maybe a little bit sooner than that. And this is considered the most powerful hurricane in the modern era to have ever hit Jamaica straight up like this, straight on. It's not going to be good. I feel for those people. I'm praying for those people. You know, when Charlie Sheen comes out and says something's in poor taste, that's saying something. right? If Charlie Sheen goes, yeah, no, I, no, that's not good. That's not, yeah, you'd have to listen, right? He thinks that the NFL's choice of rapper Bad Bunny to star in the Super Bowl halftime show is off-putting for real football fans. You think? Isn't that nice? He said off-putting. Sheen appeared on HBO comedian Bill Maher's Club Random podcast released this week when he apparently hit Maher with a random comment that confused the host. During a prolonged discussion about sports on TV, Sheen suddenly veered into the NFL's announcement of Bad Bunny taking the halftime show. He says, they got to figure out the halftime show. What? Bill Maher says, the Super Bowl needs to figure out the halftime show. What do you mean, figure out? Figure out, just like, you know, deliver something that the diehard fans really want as far as musically. Am I taking this sort of backhanded slight to Bad Bunny? Maher asked. Yeah. I mean, there's these bands, there's acts, there's just people that I think are more germane to the experience of the game, of that moment of that particular game. It's the biggest game in the universe that's played, you know. Hmm. And I just feel like, and then Bill Maher interrupted him, adding, and I'm sure Mr. Bunny is wonderful. I mean, it's a reflection on me that I don't know his work as well as I can, but I'm of a different era. I was hoping the halftime show would be Eddie Rabbit. What was that famous song that he did? Eddie Rabbit?
Which one?
The rain, the one with the rain.
Oh, yeah.
What was that called?
Driving My Life Away.
That's it. That was a good song.
It was. He had a lot of good stuff.
That's back in when I was actually jocking on country radio back in the day.
Oh, my goodness.
WAFC, Clewiston. Anyway, Sheen says, yeah. I mean, they both start laughing, basically. The Grammy-winning rapper, whose real name is Benito Antonio Martinez Ocasio, was announced as a 2026 Super Bowl entertainer late last month. Almost immediately, football fans launched a petition demanding, you know what, they can do whatever they want, because I'm going to tune into that other one. The, yep. The
Turning Point, whatever they whatever they put together will be better. No matter who shows up, pretty much.
Yeah, that's how I feel
it's
about
guaranteed,
it.
Guaranteed, pretty much better, yeah.
And you got a big show going on tonight at Depot Park. Mm-hmm. It's free. Gates open at 5. The action will start at 7 p.m.
Yeah.
Who's this Christian artist who has sold like millions of albums?
Oh, my buddy Jeremy Camp.
Jeremy Camp is going to be there. Mm-hmm. And you've got Billy Graham's grandson.
Yep, Will.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And this is free?
Yeah, it's
and
amazing.
It's going to be entertaining. And it is this evening.
Yeah.
Jeremy's How's the
awesome.
Weather going to be?
I think it'll be nice and cool. I think a jacket probably feel good. You know,
okay.
At that point, yeah, sun will be setting, you know, 7-something or whatever. So, yeah, probably a good idea.
That's going to be a big deal, I think.
I think so.
You've got a lot of churches involved. So
yeah,
you have
they wanna go, yeah.
What do you like a grassroots kind of thing happening. Mm-hmm. But I want to make sure that you know, everybody knows about it. So that's one of the reasons why we're talking about it. Let's see. Charles Ingram, defensive back for Eastern Kentucky University, was arrested along with his father.
Whoops.
On Saturday, for allegedly assaulting a member of the team's coaching staff. Oh, that's not good.
No.
Yeah, it occurred during the team's game on Saturday when a member of the coaching staff was allegedly assaulted in the stadium's parking lot by the 22-year-old Ingram and his 48-year-old father. According to jail records, the 22-year-old Charles Ingram and the 48-year-old Charles Ingram IV were both lodged in the Madison County Detention Center on Sunday after being arrested by Eastern Kentucky University police. Don't really have any more information than that.
I love that word lodged. Yeah, they're lodging. Yes. They're having a good old time by the campfire. Yeah.
Yeah, you can disagree with the coach and the coaching and all that, but assaulting them,
yeah,
it's probably not going to turn out well.
No.
Yeah, usually they don't go, you're right, you're right. I'll do whatever you say.
No, they don't.
Yeah, not so much. All right, it is 8:15 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we know you're busy. We make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast have every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast, like Apple, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's make it a great day. Let's get pumped up. Come on. Come on. Here we go. Yeah. All right.
Feel better
that,
now?
Did that help?
Not really. No, not so much, no.
Really? It did wonders for me.
I appreciate the effort, though.
8:21 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Get ready to tee off. Great cause. Monday, December 8th at Golden Ocala Golf and Equestrian Club. This is for the 2025 Pepin Gives Charity Golf Scramble, brought to you by Comfort Keepers, with all the proceeds going to Pepin Gives, along with Habitat for Humanity. And this helps out seniors and working families and veterans who are facing housing insecurity across Central North Florida. And she's done a lot of work in this area, given a lot of money. This is going to be a great charitable event, a chance to golf at Golden Ocala. That is a very nice course. Get signed up now and enjoy a day filled with golf and camaraderie and community impact. If you'd like more information, just visit pepingives.com. Pepingives.com. All right. The only reason I bring these stories up is so I can sing to you, Ballroom Blitz, 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 Ballroom Blitz.
I'll be glad when that building is done. That's just all I'm saying.
It's not going to be for a few years. No, yet. Get used to it. At least I'm not saying Diplé.
Well, you weren't until then.
Well, I could say it. I could say, de plane, de hurricane plane.
Oh, yeah.
Not looking good for Jamaica. We'll I'll give you the latest on that, although nothing's really changed. 175-mile-an-hour sustained winds, and it's moving north-northeast 7 miles an hour. It is going to devastate Jamaica. Hate to say it, but it's going to devastate it. All right, so... let's see. A couple of goofballs got together here. The host, Nicole Wallace, had ABC's goofball, Jonathan Carl, on there. Yeah. And they're bashing Trump. She's saying, yeah, he's just demolished the East Wing in the White House. And he's as unpopular as he's ever been. I guess it's who you talk to, Nicole.
Wow.
He's pretty popular.
Yeah.
And the people I try to surround myself with agree.
Mm-hmm. Smart folks.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So she's talking about approval ratings and all that, and asking about that. Jonathan Carl said, well, it's certainly symbolic of how he's approaching his second presidency. It's, first of all, the rules don't matter. You know, look, he's got, he has the planning commission that would technically be responsible for overseeing new construction at the White House, but not deconstruction. I mean, not destroying part of the White House. But they're gone. They've been replaced. You know, all the Biden appointees have been pushed aside. Good.
That's usually how that works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's all Trump appointees. Oh no. Yeah. What is it? What did Obama tell us?
Elections have consequences.
Bingo.
Yep.
Thank you. And he just went through it and did it. So it's a metaphor for what I do. For I do what I want to do. But it's also a metaphor for the kind of change he is making. He is making changes that will far outlast his presidency. Good.
Yes.
That's called a legacy. Mm-hmm. That's what that's called. And he's not using taxpayer dollars to build this ballroom. But yet they still, they cry like little whiny little babies. And did you know that Trump actually offered to build the White House ballroom years ago for?
Yes.
Then President Barry Satoru Obama Hussein and all the other names for Barack Obama.
Yeah.
Yeah. He offered to build it back in 2010.
Well, we needed it back then.
And remember, that's before he said he was going to make a run for president. That's before anybody, you know, knew for sure whether he was a Republican or Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
But the Obama administration never took him up on his offer. And the Wall Street Journal just reported this the other day. For the last 15 years, Trump had tried and failed to build a grand ballroom at the White House that could host extravagant dinners for world leaders, lawmakers, and celebrities. In early 2010, President Barack Obama's top strategist, David Axelrod, got a call from Trump, then a real estate developer and reality television star. They were connected via MSNBC's Mika Brzezinski, who had closer ties with Trump at the time. He said, "You have these state dinners in shanty little tents." He used, language.
Yeah.
Axelrod recalled this in an interview. He says, "I build ballrooms. I build the most beautiful ballrooms in the world. You can come to Florida and see for yourself." Trump offered to build a modular ballroom at the White House that could be deconstructed. "I was thinking we're in the middle of a recession. I'm not sure about this," Axelrod said, suggested that Trump get in touch with Obama's social secretary about the ballrooms, but they never did connect. Wow. The Journal noted that Trump had approached the ballroom the way he had approached other building projects in the past, discovering how to control the regulatory process or finding loopholes to allow construction. The ballroom is being built with funding from private donors, with cost reaching an estimated $350 million. The Washington Post editorial page defended Trump's ballroom project, noted that even Obama and Biden administration alumni had admitted the need for an indoor space, as opposed to the current arrangement, which forces esteemed guests to walk across the grass and use portable toilets outdoors at large gatherings. Well, there you go.
How embarrassing is that? Really? World leaders. Hey, the porta potty is over there, dude. I mean, sir, dude. Yeah.
Trump tried to fix it 15 years ago.
Isn't that amazing?
It is. I think he's going to get it done, and that will definitely be part of his fantastic legacy that he's going to leave behind.
Yeah.
And it's interesting that, you know, almost half the country feels exactly the opposite. It's crazy. It is crazy. We're right, by the way.
Well, yeah.
Just in case there was any question.
That's why we're on the right. It's because we're right.
It is 8:28. You're listening to the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, live and local on 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A34 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Good morning. Welcome. It's also a Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling. Shut down Day 28. Can you believe it?
Wow.
And I want to give you a quick tropical update on Hurricane Melissa. Still packing winds of 175 miles an hour, moving north-northeast at 7 miles an hour. Landfall anytime around noonish, they're predicting, give or take. And it's going to be a high-level devastation. This is the biggest storm on record to hit Jamaica directly. So there's going to be lots of damage there. And I'm sure there'll be a call for help, and we can all pitch in after the fact. Now all we can do is say our prayers and hope the people are as well situated as they possibly can be in that scenario. Mm-hmm. Thanks to Radiant Credit Union for a tropical weather update. All right. What else do we have going on? This was actually, I gave you this yesterday, but it was very quick, and it bears repeating. This gives you an idea of what and who the Republicans have to deal with. Like, you know, getting a clean CR and getting the government open again. This is just an example.
Okay.
You're not dealing with people who live in reality. They just see things in a different light. Apparently, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries. So he was on with Margaret Brennan on Face the Nation. Now, that's I would call that a friendly. He's in a friendly atmosphere there. And she said, recently you've been using the term rigged elections in reference to the upcoming midterms. Democrats were appalled when President Trump used language like that. How do you justify using that now? Doesn't that undermine faith for voters that you need to show up? Jeffrey said, I've been using that term in the context of Donald Trump's unprecedented effort to gerrymander congressional maps in a partisan fashion all across the country in order to rig the midterm elections and deny the ability of the American people to actually decide who should be in the majority as it relates to the House of Representatives. The framers of the Constitution were very clear. Brennan then said, well, you know, Democrats are also going through gerrymandering and redistricting. Ooh.
Okay.
Jeffrey's response, no. Democrats are going to push back aggressively to make sure that we have fair maps across the country, not partisan gerrymandering, which Republicans have initiated in state after state. So this is what we're dealing with. Oh, we're not gerrymandering.
Oh, no. Not like they are.
We're not doing that.
Yeah.
No.
We're just fixing what they're breaking.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
That's basically what he's trying to say, I guess.
Yeah, but the craziness that just, I mean, you know, you did a story even earlier on when AOC says, we're not crazy. That probably means they're crazy. Yeah, the one where they're, you know, what's his name, trying to get the whoever's going to be running for the presidency on the Democrat side to sign off that they would literally tear down this new ballroom if they run for office and win.
I mean, that was Congressman Swalwell out of California, the guy that hung out with Fang Fang, known Chinese spy, had her friend working in his office and had full access to everything in his office. Mm-hmm. And then the FBI tips him off. Next thing you know, she leaves the country.
What do you know?
Gee, how'd that happen? So, he comes up and says, everybody needs to sign this pledge that if you become president, you will tear down the ballroom.
How crazy is that? Someone just, is gifting the people and whoever the next president is, Democrat or Republican, a great venue for world leaders.
Well, you know what? It is craziness, but here's the good news.
Yeah.
A Democrat's not going to win anyway. So
well, that's probably true, too. Hopefully not.
Hopefully. Anyway.
Yeah, we got a great team on our side, though.
Trump came out, basically gave him a... gave him the golden touch.
Look at the bullpen. My goodness. Come on.
President Donald Trump said Monday he does not know if anyone would run against a hypothetical ticket of Vice President J.D. Vance and Secretary of State Marco Rubio in 2028. Who called it?
Yep.
Okay, I'm not going to take 100% credit because I did wonder how Governor DeSantis may or may not fit into that whole equation.
Yeah.
And I was mentioning him as... The third one.
In there, yeah.
So,
but I got a question then. Okay, so Donald Trump, the current president of the United States.
Yep.
He knows his term is coming to an end.
No,
he's going to be president. He's telling you to vote for next.
He's going to be president forever, they told me.
But then why would he recommend you vote for Vance and Rubio?
Why, that doesn't make sense,
no,
does
it? So who would be an idiot and say he's not going to leave the office if he's telling you who to vote for next?
Democrats.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry I asked. Sorry. Silly of me.
So this sounds like he's already like blessing that.
Yes, absolutely.
And I've got no problem with that. I mean, I like Governor DeSantis as well, but I wouldn't have a problem with that ticket at all.
No,
I think it'd be fantastic. Marco Rubio has always just has a great understanding of foreign policy way before he was Secretary of State.
And he has just grown in this position like crazy, I think.
Yes, absolutely.
But literally we keep hearing it from a lot of times Hollywood or media, he's not going to leave. They said that last time. Why do they even say stupid things like that?
They do the whole, Nazi thing and all that, and
I don't
it's
get it.
Just...
You'll have to drag him out of the White House.
Well...
No.
It goes back to Karl Marx and call them what they, what you are, and say they're doing what you're actually doing.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, Democratic Socialist Zoran Mamdani, apparently in some speech he was given, he talked about how his aunt was a victim of the September 11th terrorist attacks.
Yeah, I heard that.
And I thought, wow, she perished in that or whatever? No. No, what he means by victim was after the 9/11 incident, she allegedly was afraid to wear her hijab.
Right.
Her head covering.
That's different than being a victim of 9/11.
Hijab, I guess. Maybe I'm saying that wrong. But now, first of all, it turns out that the only aunt he has lives literally in Zimbabwe.
Okay.
So it wasn't his aunt.
Okay.
It was actually his father's cousin now, the story changes to.
Okay.
Yeah, I was speaking about my aunt. I was speaking about Zera Fuhi. Fuhi is a term that basically means paternal aunt. And my father's cousin, who sadly passed away a few years ago, so you can't corroborate with her.
So she's not really his aunt, and she wasn't a victim of 9/11.
Well, it depends what you call a victim. He thinks that she was a victim because she was afraid to wear her hijab on the subway.
Tell that to the families of the 3,000 people who really were victims of 9/11.
Well, that's exactly my point.
And they want this guy to run the city where this happened? Are you kidding me?
J.D. Vance did comment on it. He said, according to Zoran, the real victim of 9/11 was his auntie who got some bad looks.
Wow.
Here's another one.
Wow.
He cried for his aunt's fear of the subway, says the CEO and founder of AliWatch, wrote in a post, most New Yorkers cried for the associates, friends, family, sons, daughters, parents of friends, colleagues, etc. Mm-hmm. They lost forever on that dreadful day.
Big difference.
Zoran. My mom was a detective on NYPD's medical examiner's office on 9/11. Harrison Fields, a former White House spokesman, wrote in a post, if you want to know the victims of 9/11, she'd be happy to fill you in.
There you go.
Yeah. What I think the worst part of 9/11, another person wrote, the murdering of 3,000 innocent Americans by radical Islamic terrorists. But maybe that's just me. Wow. We're doing something special for our veterans and the recognition that they so deserve.
Oh, yeah.
It is the 2025 Bikers on Parade charity ride honoring our veterans and the 250th celebration defending freedom since 1775. So this event is Saturday, November 8th. Mark your calendar and don't forget to follow up on this. Pre-registration will make things a lot easier because this generally draws a large amount of riders. So the registration this year, you can go online and do that. That's what I recommend. Or the day of the event, this kickoff is going to be kickstands up at AmVets Post 88 in Archer. In Archer, just west of Gainesville, if you're coming from other areas. And the end point for the ride is actually going to be Suwannee County Fairgrounds. So it's going to be a nice ride out in the country.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so you can relax. And if the weather, for whatever reason, isn't great, it doesn't matter because that is an inside venue at the fairgrounds.
Very cool.
So they got all the bases covered. Just Google Bikers on Parade. 2025, and you'll get all the information that you need for that. All right. We've got a lot more to talk about coming up on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's a Trash Talkin' Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling, and you are listening to 97.3 The Sky. Well, good morning and welcome. It's 8:50, 10 minutes till 9 o'clock. It's the Bob Rose Show. It's the Bob Rose Show.
Yes, it is. Sure it is. It's a fantastic show, Bob.
Well, thank you very much. Greg Cassidy is here as well. Oh, my gosh.
I'm here for you, Bob.
I'm here for you, Bob. It's not even 9 o'clock. Usually that's when I start sending it in via email or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Or
smoke signals.
Oh.
Yeah.
Remember I told you about the trip that I made to New Hampshire? Never been there before. We flew into Logan, took in a Red Sox game, never been to to the field there before. It was a great trip. It really was. And one of the things I did was go on top of Mount Washington in New Hampshire. And that's the tallest mountain, I guess, east of the Mississippi. I didn't tell you about that?
I'm just trying to figure out why Mount Washington is in New Hampshire.
Some guy named Tony Washington discovered it. an Italian explorer that came over there.
Yeah.
He got lost in New York and found it. Now, I don't... Mount Washington, I don't know.
Okay.
It's the tallest mountain on the East Coast.
Mm, okay.
So, if there's nothing taller,
what
would you name the one that's, on the East Coast? You'd name it Washington.
Sure.
Why not?
Why not?
So, anyway, I was at the top of that, just so you know.
Wow, look at you.
But I didn't hike up it. I drove up
I figured.
There's a little road that takes you up there, and you pay to ride on the road because the road is privately owned. Kind of an interesting scenario.
Yeah.
And they've got stuff up there at the summit, There's a little place where you can get a snack and buy some tchotchkes or whatever, mm. Buy a T-shirt. But apparently, they're closed down already for the winter. Already. I was only there a month ago, and I was in shorts and a T-shirt, and it was nice. Over 20 ill-prepared hikers were trapped atop Mount Washington in New Hampshire. They were rescued after they began developing hypothermia in frigid, snowy conditions with little gear. You see, when you're at the base of that mountain, and it's a nice fall day in New Hampshire.
Sure.
But you climb up 6,288 feet. The weather tends to change, especially in the fall. So, they were not prepared for it. There's a little railroad that runs up that way, too. I believe that's the one who assisted and rescued these 20 people. And I believe it was either late the next day that they had to rescue somebody else. But listen to this. Temperatures near the summit had reached a bone-chilling 15 to 18 degrees with a wind chill between -5 and 0.
Oh, my goodness.
And these people were developing hypothermia because they didn't have non-waterproof layers. These people were like in sneakers and stuff. They were not prepared for that at all. But anyway, I can say that I was there, and I was prepared.
And you survived.
And I survived.
Yes.
And the view from up there now. You got to get lucky like I did, where the view was really unrestricted, 360 degrees. It wasn't clouded in or fogged in. It really was absolutely gorgeous. So I recommend the trip to people, but, I'm not a hiker anyway.
Nah.
I mean, my idea of a hike is if it's a quarter mile or less, like to the waterfall, I'll do that. When it goes beyond that, I'm like, I'm sure it's a really cool waterfall.
Just send me a picture or a postcard.
Yeah. So anyway, I thought I'd throw that in there. Locally, one of the biggest things going on is the City of Gainesville special election that's going to occur next week. Residents will vote on whether to keep Gainesville Regional Utilities Authority or return management to the City Commission. Let's be clear from the get-go. absolutely vote no on this referendum. You do not want to put the city commission in charge of GRU again.
Yeah.
Never again. These people failed miserably over the last 20 years. I know it might have been different people, but I'm telling you, same ideology.
Oh, yeah.
In general, you know, same ideology. And they are just, they're hell-bent on getting control of it again. It's almost like they have no shame. Aren't you embarrassed by the mismanagement that was definitely, you know, done by you, directly by you or the previous commissions? I'd be embarrassed by it, and I'd say, yeah, clearly this body is not really prepared to run a utility. Maybe we should leave the authority in charge, you know, one that was put in place because of the horrendous things that were going on and because of the horrendous debt. And so, you know, the state legislature had to step in. Well, but that's not going to slow down the power-hungry lefties.
Greedy.
Yeah, the greedy, hungry, these power-crazed people. Oh, no, they're fighting tooth and nail. They're fighting with everything they got. They're fighting with taxpayers' money, whatever they can do. They want control of that utility back because that was their little cash cow that they would take. Even when GRU wasn't making money, they still scooped money right off the top, and GRU continued to go further into debt. They didn't care because they were getting their little funds for their pet projects, etc. So make sure you vote no on this referendum. But before that even starts, attorneys for the GRU authority in the city of Gainesville will argue before the 8th Judicial Circuit Court. Judge George Wright gave the green light in September to the referendum to proceed. So they face that same judge again tomorrow to try to make the case to leave things as they are in place until the courts settle the legal issues. And because there are still legal issues that have not been completely resolved. But man, I mean, if they had the same kind of intent and, like, you know, taking care of roads and other basics.
Oh my goodness, be heavenly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The 9 o'clock stretch is coming up right around the corner, and we're talking sequins and saddles, and we're talking to Randy Osborne.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.